No, I wouldn't.
Would you ever hear that?
I have too much respect for him. He, anybody's been president once, I wouldn't think about calling him a pickle.
But would people do that here?
I imagine. If you want to know some more, white people are down on President Nixon and White. I don't hear the black people say anything.
Well, that's what I meant. Would you hear it?
Mm-mm. I don't. Well, and most I hear is old radio and television, things like that, and they are just fighting mad with him. But,
What about some child that's racially mixed? There's one black parent, one white parent. Do you ever hear any?
Yes, there's a term for him, and I'm trying to think of it, Benson.
A mulatto.
Mulatto. Yeah, he's a mulatto.
You ever hear that?
Uh-huh.
Well, what about, like, just one black grandparent, one black great-grandparent, or something like that, but otherwise white, or one white grandparent, one white grandparent, but otherwise black, that was mostly one race, but some of the other? Would you have a different name for somebody like that?
You just say he's half white or something like that. I don't know.
What about Cajuns?
No, we don't use that term around here, but they do in Louisiana.
What is a Cajun when you say Cajun? What do you mean?
I tell you the truth, I really don't know, unless he does mean that he's half white or he's French or something. I saw a movie once, and I don't remember too much, but all that was brought out.
Well, it's
in Louisiana too. It happened in Louisiana.
Have you ever heard of a Hoosier?
The Hoosier State? We have a Hoosier State. Let me see. Where is the Hoosier State? Is it Ohio or what is it? No, what is the Hoosier State?
Indiana.
Indiana? Bonnie Dean would have a fit if she knew I didn't know that.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. I think it's Indiana.
Indiana's Hoosier State. Bonnie Dean called me last night.
Well, what's a Hoosier?
She's in Indiana. I really don't know why they call it the Hoosier State. I'm going to have to read up on some of this stuff and even book.
Well, if you slip and you caught yourself right before you might say, "This is a dangerous place.
I fell asleep?
If you was walking and it was icy, you know?
Oh.
This is a dangerous place. I
might slip or fall.
But you didn't completely. You
stumble.
You. What would you say? Fell. You didn't.
Almost fell. Almost.
And if somebody was waiting for you outside, blowing the horn, you'd say, what, to lean out the window and say?
Just a minute, that's what I would say.
And if you do something many times, you say, you want to know how many times somebody does something, you say, do you do that?
How often?
And if I said, I'm not going to vote for so-and-so for president, and you agreed with me, you'd say, well.
Neither am I.
What do you call this here?
Some said forehead and some said forehead. You know, old folks used to say the forehead, and I didn't know any better for so long.
What do you say now?
I said forehead.
And this?
Your hair.
And if I had it here? I'd have a full.
That beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your left ear.
And
your right ear. Mouth, throat, your neck, and this is your windpipe.
The thing that goes up and down there.
Oh, the goozle. What we always call it, teeth.
And one.
One tooth, and your gum.
And
your palm of your hand, your whole hands.
Two
hands.
And these are my.
This.
One.
This.
In a place where you can bend your bones.
Elbow.
Or just any place you can bend.
Stiff.